I mean, I'm pleased at the result, but we've now got quite a daunting task in front of us, which is to steer the council and the borough through some of the worst cuts in the borough's history. There's been over £50 million taken out this year. There's well over £50 million come out in the next couple of years, and that's not an easy task. What we can say is that we'll speak to people, we'll listen to people, and we'll make sure that any budget settlement is driven by our values, which is about fairness and looking after the more vulnerable. So one of the very first things we're going to do is to review the Lib Dem decision to close the daycare and respite centres. So despite them signing the demolition order at Cabinet the week before the election, we're confident that we can turn that round.
What happens with the budget? Do you put your own budget?
There's a few steps. The first step is to close last year's accounts. We'll then present an emergency budget that will come forward in July. And within that, there'll be a number of options. The headlines are cutting press and communications team, cutting managerial layers, cutting councillors' allowances for a period, but also carrying out a full review of the democratic process in Oldham.
On a personal note, it'll make you the youngest council leader in Oldham.
In the country, according to the Labour Party.
In the country, is that right? How old are you, if you don't mind me?
That's 30. 30. Right. Coming on 50.
I mean, how do you feel about that on a personal note, of achieving that?
I feel quite humbled, really. I didn't start off on a political career to get control of Oldham Council. I wanted to do a bit for my community and make a difference. And the more that I've gone on through the council, the more that I've realised to get things done, you need to be kind of batting at a senior level.
Yeah.
So I just see it as a way of doing a better job for people in Fales of Feast, my own ward, but also the borough as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you've got the experience to take on?
Well, I've been on the council for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to claim that I'm the finished article. What I can say is that I'm just an ordinary person, so the concerns that people have on the street about raising the family in the town, I'm doing exactly the same myself. The fears, concerns, the worries that people have, I have myself raising a family, so all I can say is that I'm going to be true to myself and I'm going to be open and honest with people, and hopefully they'll look at that and they'll come to a conclusion about whether we could. But as I say, this isn't about running Oldham Council PLC, this is about changing Oldham as a place. And if we don't change Oldham as a place, then we've failed.
National scene, how's it looking for Labour nationally? How are you?
Extremely positive. Well, I mean, it's looking good for any party that isn't part of the government at the moment. If you look at the results in Wales and Scotland, it's positive for different parties. But what I hope this does do for the National Party is to send a message to the government that they do need to reconsider some of the cuts, that they haven't got massive public support for it, which they claimed. And actually, the age-old argument, this is Labour's mess that we've had to clean up, hasn't been bought, because people then wouldn't vote for Labour in the way they have done.